Chris and Kira. 2FM. Now let me get right down to some business. Let me be frank with you. It's time we got serious, okay? Every Monday, Kira and I do this. It started out as a joke. It started out as an obscene, awkward display of white people doing rap slash karaoke. And it has evolved into an institution which Kira and I have a great amount of respect for. In fact, you could say a tremendous amount of respect for. We take it very seriously. We are fiercely competitive when it comes to it. And I think over the last few years, Kira and I have gotten very good at rapping. And we are two titans. Mm. We are two heavyweight champions at the top of our game.
Well,
when Chris, it comes to this.
Yes, Kira. I don't know, because for the past 2 weeks since we've been back in the new year, the criticism has been pretty brutal.
Look, Kira, you've had a rough few weeks, okay? You're still the champ. Do you know what I'm saying? You still got it. You still have it, okay?
I don't know, Chris. I don't know my cutout for this world.
Kira, you can still be a contender, okay? You've had a rough few weeks. It hasn't been going your way, but you're still a champ. Do you know what I'm saying? I see it in you. You're still destined for greatness when it comes to the wrap-off, all right? So Kira and I, we get usually a very famous or known piece of hip-hop slash rap. And this week we're going very modern. Sometimes we go old school or we go classic kind of mid-noughties, early-noughties stuff. However, this week we're going very, 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 very new, I should say. It is Iggy Azalea and Moi is her name. She's from Sweden or something. But it's Iggy Azalea and Moi with Beg For It. All you really need to know is it's Iggy Azalea. And Moi does the chorus. However, I am worried about this. Now, usually, I have the advantage, of course, because most raps are performed by males. So, just right off the bat, I sound more like them to begin with. So, Kira is always dealing with that prejudice and that prejudgment that a lot of people have. However, this evening, there is none of that. And if anything, I am out of my element with this female rap. It is Iggy Azalea's first verse from Beg For It. So, Kira, you are the lady. I will allow you to choose who goes first. As okay. always, please, Kira, let me know.
Now, I haven't heard these raps.
Yes.
So I don't know, Chris. Sometimes you come across, you know, really well as a sassy woman rapping. So, you know, I think we're actually probably on an equal level here. Me and you.
Oh, this is by no means a cert for you, Kira. I'm not saying it is.
See, I know.
Oh,
see,
I'm not
I know
saying
this,
it is.
Okay?
Don't get complacent.
Okay, so do you know what we'll do?
Yes.
We might play yours first.
Kira has chosen mine first this evening. Then, here we go. You'll hear both versions. Then obviously you have to decide who did better. Chris with Beg For It. Pulled up looking picture perfect, baby. High price, but I'm worth it, baby. Can't play with you, I've been busy working, baby. Getting faded in the European swerving name. Look, describe Iggy, groundbreaking's what the word is. Hit the stage, yeah, shake it like I'm nervous. When in New York, I'll be hawking out on medicine. This ain't no accident, I'm killing them on purpose. IGG, why, I think she just had to do it better. Ride with me, fly living, there ain't a two it. I'm a waist slim, ass fat. You gotta have it, got my bacon cake long. That's automatic. Yeah, so there we go. Look, it was solid. It was decent. I certainly wouldn't be embarrassed by that.
Before you play mine.
Yes.
I'm nearly sure I mispronounced a load of words.
Did you?
I think so.
Oh, dear. What is there to mispronounce in that?
I don't know, but I know that I probably did, Chris.
All right. Well, there you go.
I'm trying to pour down it. I think, just...
Or do you do the whole Boston...
Oh, I don't know what
I didn't think you did that badly. No,
when
I'm not being smart.
That,
I really
I
didn't.
I always do really badly, Chris, so I don't take your word as anything.
All right, well, there, you just heard my version.
When it comes to rap-off.
Now here is Kira's version. And then you'll have to vote.
Pulled up, looking picture perfect, baby. High price, but I'm worth it, baby. Can't play with ya, I've been busy working, baby. Getting faded in a European swerving name. Look, describe Iggy, groundbreaking what the word is. Hit the stage, yeah, shake it like I'm nervous. When in New York, got me parking right on Madison. This ain't no accident, I'm killing them on purpose. IGG, well, I think she just had to do a better ride with me. Fly, live, and then do it, am I wasting? Ass fat, you gotta have it, get my bacon. Cake long, that's automatic.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
It was good, it was.
What was wrong? I didn't even hear it.
I said porpoise.
Oh, porpoise. Yeah, but you were trying to make it rhyme with... Well, I get you. Hold on. Well, let me hear it.
Bacon, cake long, that's automatic.
Oh.
The name. purpose. When in New York got me parking right, I'm Madison. This ain't no accident, I'm killing them on purpose.
Purpose. This is serious. I have a serious purpose here.
Gotta have it, get my bacon.
All right. Well, then I thought that was pretty decent, Kira.
I was actually very, very happy with that. And people cannot be cruel in their comments to me tonight.
No, do you know what amazed me last week and the week before? You were solid. That's of course Iggy herself. Then when you actually hear her, we sound so bad.
Turn her off.
Yeah, we should. I actually thought you had done very well the other 2 weeks, and then you get utterly mauled on the text. So hopefully there will not be a repeat of that. Hopefully people can be measured and considerate in their constructive criticism and critiques of our wrap-ups. I would hope. One would like to think, but who knows? 51552 is the number. It is as simple as that. 51552.
And we will take your votes on Twitter, Chris.
How would we do that?
Well, you can find Chris on Twitter with his Twitter handle being @HateChrisGreen, and mine is @IAmKiraKing.
Would you mind if I interjected there, Kira? Our boy JJ also reminding us, tag 2FM in the tweets as well. @2FM as well, of course, when you're doing it.
@RT2FM.
Yes, indeed. You might get yourself an old retweet, huh?
Were you looking for on Monday night?
Except an old retweet, an old retweeter on the internet. Right, so as Kira said, you can of course head online at @IAmKiraKing, at @HateChrisGreen, and at @RTE2FM.
Are you brave enough to get people on the phone?
I don't know, I'll see. I always gauge the mood, because honestly, last week I just don't think you could have handled much more of the phone. I mean, people were. It was brutal, it was rough last week. You know, I like at a referee at a boxing match, I had to step in and say, my Kira is going to get no more of this. Okay?
You were like a proud mother.
I was. It was like a protective mother. Anyway.
Well, I'm getting the vote, but somebody's comparing me to a porn star.
Oh.
Will I read it?
Sure. Sounds good.
I have to say, I've listened to the wrap-off for a long time, and that's one of the best I've heard from you, Kira. I always vote for Chris because he's always superior, but tonight you were both on par. But because Kira sounded like a porn star in the first few seconds, my vote goes to Chris.
Well, there you go.
Oh, wait, that wasn't a vote for
me. No, that was a vote for me.
And I just read it out.
There you go. So, sex will not sell to that man. Or woman, whoever that may be. Right, someone, Connor in Sligo says, Kira definitely won tonight. Gillian says, Chris, you were shite. Kira, kill it this week. Well, there you go. Fair enough, Gillian. I mean, look, I'm not going to... I think Kira did quite well this evening as well. Sometimes I might be difficult and contest that. But, you know, I think we both were quite competent tonight. And I guess time will tell. Someone says, I think Kira just crushed it tonight, so my vote goes to her. Chris, you did good, though. Smiley face. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's very nice of you. Crown says, my vote goes to Chris tonight. Close call, but that is my vote.
Do you know what? Of all the tweets and all the text messages that are coming to the show, that one bothered me the most.
Why?
Because Crown is usually bang on.
Well, obviously he's bang on tonight.
I don't know about that now. Crown, really?
Francis says, Chris edged it this week. Kira was good try. #purpose.
Okay.
Poor puss. Natalie says, go on, Kira. You're definitely the winner this week. I like the accent and the timing was good. Ollie says, both were good tonight. Chris was that bit better, though. Pather says, Kira won hands down. And Chris calling Kira handsome, what the hell is that? Well, Pather, let's stick on one thing at a time. James says, oh my God, Chris, every time you do an Iggy Azalea rap, it's hilarious. No offense, but my God, Kira, best rap you've ever done.
Thank you.
All right, then. Orla says, I think Chris won. Kira, you were not far off. Jameson says, I like how Chris didn't try to imitate Iggy, but sounded like he was being authentically himself. Yes, Jameson, talking about having a thin waist and a fat ass. That's definitely me. Absolutely. Very authentic struggle for me. He says, fair play, Chris wins. Well, thank you, Jameson. Kira, will we get to some of the text votes?
So disappointed at Jameson and Karen tonight. But anyway, okay. Someone says, Kira, the rap goddess, gets my vote tonight for that sassy, brilliant rap. Iggy herself could not do it better. Thank you. That's from Enda and Kerry.
Iggy did pretty well.
Somebody says, OMG, was that Nene Cherry live into house? It's Kira for me, and that's from Lee and Kilkenny. Vinny says, Kira the king, and he says he's just on his way into Lily's for the Christmas staff party.
Oh,
there is a lot of people that have their staff party in January, actually. Chris wins hands down. Sorry, Kira, but that was shit. Like, really shit. Joey from Tip. It wasn't really shit. I know when I've done a really, really bad rap. Chris, don't I?
Usually you're quite self-aware, and usually I think you never come in here with any delusions. I think you're a very good critic of yourself.
Thank you very much.
If I'm honest. Yes, absolutely.
Somebody said, Abby in Mayo says, sorry, Chris, but I think the rap is supposed to be left for the girls.
Screw you, Abby.
Well done, Kira. Chris won. Kira, I would rather have my testicles be pierced by rusty nails. Advice? B. be less shit.
That is good advice, Kira. Would you consider taking that man's advice?
Chris wins as usual. Kira, I'd rather be eaten alive by a festering open wound than listen to that again. That's that. I like that's.
You see, someone would rather get gangrene than listen to you again.
Connor and Claire texted in to say, "Hey, we're out trucking, and I'm afraid to say." Chris Green sounds better. Sorry, Kira.
Hey, I hate when people reluctantly vote for me. What's wrong with voting for me?
Kira rocked the shit. She sounds sexy out. That's from Dean Gorey. Well, Kira redeemed herself from the noise from last week. You took it this week, kid. Chris, your shit. End off, buddy. And that's from Shane of Cork. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Chris, you sound like a wannabe. Kira wins again. And
how
that's
dare
from
you.
Keith.
Well, Kira, look, I will be honest. It was close this week. But listening to both of those raps, I am willing to say... I'm willing to stand up. I know when I have to be a more noble and chivalrous man than I usually am. And just be honest, Kira, you did better this week.
Thank you, Chris.
There is no question about it.
I appreciate
it. I mean, you definitely had the more solid rap. I think not only did you rap well and be in time, but it suited the whole flow of it. The soul of it suited you, the essence. I loved it all.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
Well done.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, thanks. Big thanks as well. Big shout out to all my fans who voted for me. All right, we're going to stay grinding. We're going to stay real. This isn't the end. You know, I mean, sure,
Kira
won this week. And it's unfortunate that Kira won, but,
it's
you know, sometimes these things happen.
I deserved to win.
Sometimes these things happen, and all my fans stay grinding, stay real, stay behind me. A big shout out to all of you. 2015, we're going to be back. We're going to be rocking it. It's tax season. I don't even know what any of this means now. I'm just doing ad-libs like they do at the end of rap tracks. But look, there we go. And we'll leave it at that.
Chris and Kira on 2FM.